What does one have to do with the other? All right, so when you look at that first picture, okay? So what are we seeing here? We're seeing an aerial view, a bird's eye view of lung, right? All right, so when you look here, so this is an aerial view of the lung, okay? What's our case?
The lung got stuck to the wall.
Good, the lung got stuck to the wall, okay? All right, so now if you look at the picture, okay? It's a beautiful picture. If you look at over here, where my finger is, corresponding to the, all right? That's actually where, if you look where my finger is, okay, here, that's where the lungs actually stuck to the wall of the animal. And if you look on the left side, on this side here, we'll get to it soon, that's a case of a sircha, okay? Remember, what's a sircha?
Attachment.
Okay, so keep that in mind. One kind of attachment to the wall is where it's literally physically attached to the wall. The other one is through a sircha. It's going to be an issue later on, okay?
I still don't get whether the physical attachment to the wall is any
worse. Why? It's not worse, it's just a question mark. We'll find out. Let's find out. That's what we're going to explore today. The other thing is that, if you look at the bottom picture is the tzmachim, okay? You see those little pustule guys on the bottom right side there? My finger is? See that? That's what it would look like. In other words, you would come across the lung, you would see it stuck to the wall, and you'd see these like little pustules all over it, okay?
It is worse, though.
What?
It is worse.
What's worse?
Because if it was a hole in the lung and it attached the wall. And
let's find out.
We already did that.
Hold on. This is just want to show you. This is the picture of the cutting. Right. Remember we talked about how you separate it? So you got a firm-looking guy,
yeah.
Little pass, and he takes that knife, and he's cutting the lung from the wall, right?
Yeah, but didn't we say that he's trying to determine whether it was in the wall or a hole in the lung?
Yeah, but don't worry about the cutting yet. Forget the cutting. Let's take a step back. I know, I want to show you a picture of it. That's all. Don't worry about the cutting. Well, the question is that what does Rav Nachman hold? Rav Nachman holds if what? If there's no tzmachim, if I just see the lung attached to the wall, what's the halacha?
Mutter.
Kasher. Okay? If I see this case here, forget this case for now. We're not going to look at this for a while. Okay? This case here, where the lung is attached to the wall. What's the halacha according to Rav Nachman? It's kasher. Not mutter, kasher. The animal's kosher, okay? But if there's tzmachim, what does he say?
Could be
asa. No, shreif. Shreif. Okay.
Who says?
Forget. Don't worry about the cutting off yet. You're saying.
Who says that you have to cut off? Who says you have
we'll
to
get to the cutting off. We'll get to that. Don't worry. Let's just worry right now about Rav Nachman. That's it.
Okay.
Just one thing we have to worry about. What's Rav Nachman's reason for saying that when you come across the lung attached to the wall, that is kasher? This is Raf's question from before, right? Your question before is, what would you say it should be?
That's the first thing God says.
Yeah. Why?
That's the first kind of
divine.
I don't think so.
Oh, that's very good. Okay. That's very good. Yeah. No, say it. Don't ask him. Say it. Say it.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
Oh, good. Yeah. So you'll see. So the Ramban has three reasons, okay? But Rafi's giving a simple reason. Rafi's going
to
say that.
Oh, he said it needs to be attached to
the lung. That's all we know from the start. All we know from the beginning is that for attachments to work, for circus to work, it's got to be intra lung, okay? So.
The Gemara says that, or that's...
The Gemara doesn't say... All the Gemara has the cases... Just relax. Don't say silly. Let's see what the Ramban says. Okay, watch. This Ramban's an amazing Ramban. I want to see if you guys can actually define this. It's a very difficult Ramban. Take a look at the first sheet, okay? The Ramban wants to know what the rationale is for Rav Nachman to kasher this. Where does he get the idea from the kasherit? Look how nice it was to you. I even marked off the three reasons. I didn't translate to English because that's too much of a pain. But I showed you the three reasons, okay? All right. Who's reading? Rav Tucker, go ahead. Just start from the where the number one is. V'taimei de Rav Nachman.
Number one?
Yeah. Okay. First of all, let's get our words straight here. I should have written this down ahead of time. Veshet. What's a veshet? Very good. Or what we call in the human body, the trachea. We'll use the trachea to make it easier, okay? Right? Because I want to go, because we don't have much time. I want to get to the reasons, okay? So the first reason why Rav Nachman holds his kasher is because of this. What does this mean? Veshet. Veshet's a trachea, okay? No, it's Bez Vav Shin. Where are you reading? B'yashav lakotz b'veshet. Yashav. Yashav.
It's not b'veshet.
Later on it's b'veshet.
I know.
He was asking about the Biyashev?
Oh, okay, Biyashev. It was sitting in. Okay. Okay. So what does that mean? What's the first reason? What's he saying? What's the first reason? What? Coats. What's a coats? Coats vidardar. A thorn. Okay, let's say you find a thorn inside the trachea. Do you know what we say?
Probably also.
No. Ein choshishin. No, we don't say that. Okay? We'll get to that. But that's... I'll tell you the reason why. Okay? Because what you have to understand is that how often does it happen? How often does it happen that you come across that? What? Rare. Well, there's only two ways you can go. Common or rare? Which one makes more sense to you? Common, but it's not. It's rare. See, because if it were common, there'd be no question. It's rare, okay? It's rare to find the lung attached to wall.
If it was common, there'd be no question that would be kosher?
What?
If it was common, there'd be no question.
Rav Nachman wouldn't have this case here. So it says like this. It says, so what we say is that, let's say you found a machat in the nekev, a machat you don't know what a machat is, right? Let's say you found a thorn or needle inside the trachea. Okay, so what's halacha? We say there's no nekev there. Okay, we don't say that the entire thing is holed out. Okay, what? We don't. Let's say you saw a thorn attached to the trachea. So we don't assume that a nekev was formed. That's a good question, right? But the point is though, when it comes to trephus, it's a general principle. When it comes to trephus, right? Where I know it's going to sound strange, we try to be as makeable as possible. Right, we don't assume holes. A thorn, a splinter. I don't know. Yeah, it got hit by an animal and then it was eating whatever. And it got, okay? Wait a second. Don't worry about the trachea case. The point he's making is that why would it be makeable here? Why is he saying it's kosher? Because what's the case here? You don't know, what don't you know? You don't know if the injury came from the wall or from the lung. So because we don't know, when it comes to trephus, we try to be makel. Okay? What? Don't worry about Tosos. Let's just focus on the Rabban. Let's say yes. I don't even know if this is a circle yet. Yes. Yes. This is a damage-induced growth. Okay? That's all you have to know. All right. So the first reason Rabban is what? Is... What? No. Thorn would happen in the trachea. What he's saying is that, you see, in that case, we don't assume a nekev. We don't assume a hole. So to here, okay, there's no reason to assume that there's a nekev in the lung. Because at best, what can you say? You don't know. What do you mean?
One's here just finding an object in the lung. This user's actually a growth that's affecting the lung directly.
No, what do you mean? All I know is one thing. It's attached to the wall. And there's two possibilities. Either it came from the wall caused it.
In the lung itself.
So what?
That's not comparable to
Thorne. Thorne is an object that can be created. I understand. You're right. He's only trying to get one thing out of this. He's trying to say, and when it comes as it, well, you're hitting on a good point, but he's right. I'm just telling you, all the Ramban's saying is that as a general principle, when it comes to trephus, we try to be makel. Okay? That's one. Okay? Second reason. The regilus. The Raya. Oh. So now what's that answer saying?
So alternatively, you can reason like this, that the wall, which is tough, is not grow in an enormous fashion to the lungs, except on top of it.
Okay, meaning, the substance of the wall, right, doesn't lend itself to the substance of the lung.
Except for when it's hit.
Oh, right. Normally speaking, lungs and walls don't attach to each other. Why wouldn't a lung not attach to a wall normally?
Because they're two different things.
Two different materials, right? It'd be like,
you can attach to your chair.
Right. That's right. Exactly. What? What? Okay. Sure. That's fine. But what he says here, so if you do see that the lung's attached to the wall, what are you going to say?
There's damage
onto the wall.
But we already knew that. So why is it?
What do you mean? Because he's saying, because you can be told that it comes from the wall. No, because probability-wise, where'd it come from? Right. More likely it came from the wall. Of course, the answer to that is that, the question on that is, who cares? Okay. Since when? Yes. See, that's the key question. Since when do we start relying on probability? We don't like that in halacha. We don't like probabilities, okay? Okay, so again, let's review. Answer one is, one second, answer one is what? Answer one is what? What's answer number one in the Ramban?
Answer number one is
Mako. Mako, right? Answer number two is?
Probability.
meaning that normally speaking, if you're going to see this type of attachment, it's only going to happen when there's an injury done to the wall. That's a normative thing to take place. Well, doesn't mean it couldn't be the lung. Because the material of the wall is like, let's say, one texture, right?
I don't think cellular.
Just think texture. Texture is hard on the wall, soft on the lung. Those two things don't normally connect. So they did connect. It only be one reason why.
There was a damage to the lung.
Good question.
Probability.
It's the, you know what, out of me. Great question. That's you guys have to ask Naran Ban. What's he talking about? Now the best one's the third answer. Mishabila. Sveik Sveika. So explain to you why it's a Sveik Sveika.
What's a Sveik Sveika?
Double suffix. Anytime you have a suffix built on a suffix, the halacha is?
Mutter.
So where's the Sveik Sveika here? Let's see if we can figure it out.
One suffix that is actually a matzah.
So suffix.
Start from the beginning. What's the first suffix? What's the first suffix? Nope. What's the first suffix? Sorry, I was telling you factually. What's the first suffix? No, close. You're getting warmer. Okay. No. Let me ask a question. Let's say you saw a sirach on a lung. Okay. What's the halacha there? Depends, right? That's suffix number one. You don't even know if the sirach, because this is considered something on the lung, right? Of course it is. Why not?
Would caused it, and if it was by the lung, whether it was caused by...
Correct. One at a time, Isaac, say it again.
Okay, so suffix whether it was caused by the lung or the wall.
Okay, that's the second suffix. Go in order. What's the first suffix?
Whether it's on the lung because of natural growth or because of the
wall. What? Right. In other words, the first thing is that what's the first, the real first question? First question is there a nekev here or not? Is there a nekev here or not? Oh, no, I agree. So I said one at a time. Is there a nekev here or not? Because you don't know if there's a nekev here. How do you know if there's a...
Really easily.
But forget checking it. You don't always have to check something. Don't worry about checking it yet. Because even if you cut it, it could have been there was a hole there, and it got covered up. We don't know. And it could be cutting in, it causes a hole. I'd say don't worry about cutting it open. Right now, we don't want to start messing with the cow. We want to look at the lung and say, what's the sock? Okay? So now, what's saying? So, you know, there's no tzmachim. There's a case of no tzmachim.
Why do you not consider it just as, as opening the cow in the first place?
You have to open up the cow.
I know.
Okay, so what's your question?
You have to cut open the cow in the first place to look at this.
So when we get to the halacha of actually how you check it, we'll deal with that. That's two steps away. First, let's just deal with the Ramban. Notice the Ramban doesn't care what you... Why doesn't the Ramban say what you say? Take a knife out and check it, like the Gemara says. I'll tell you why. Because right now, we don't want to do that. We want to just analyze the case for what it is. Just develop the conceptual basis for why he holds his kosher. Forget if you could check or not. Pretend for a second, the Gemara never mentioned you could check it. Let's pretend. So now, all you could say by this is, number one, I don't know if there's a nekev or not. I don't know. There could be one or there's not. And even if there was a nekev, right? Even if there was a nekev, one second, what's the cause of the nekev?
It could be
lung-based nekev or wall causing the nekev in the lung.
No, what?
Lung-based cervical.
Well, it's still attached to the wall. It could be a lung. It could be a lung. It could be an attachment because of a hole in the lung, or it could be because of the maka in the wall.
If it's because of the lung,
you don't know if there's a nekev or not.
You
don't know if there's a nekev or not.
So you're saying it could possibly be natural.
Yeah, you don't know if there's a nekev or not. You can't ascertain if there's a hole here. Why can you not ascertain there's a hole here? Because it's attached to the wall.
I thought you said all of these things come out of the growing of lung.
What?
I thought you said all of these growths of lung to wall.
No, if that were true, then there would be no, what do you call it? Then it wouldn't be a question of why it's kosher. He's telling you a chiddush. No, because he's saying you would have thought what? He wants to determine why Reb Nachman says this is kosher. Because what would you have assumed? It's a problem, right? So he's giving you three reasons why. Let's understand the third reason. The third reason is that Sveik Sveika. What's a Sveik Sveika? Suffix number one. Is there a hole in the lung or not? I don't know. I can't tell. Suffix number two. Even if there was a hole, what caused the hole? Well, is it a maka hole? Is it because it got kicked in the wall and that's what caused the hole in the lung? Or to come from the lung itself? We don't know. Sveik Sveika, Mako.
I don't know if it doesn't matter what caused the hole. Because if there's a hole in the lung, it's
no.
Can you explain?
Is it a natural hole?
Either the question is, was there a hole in the lung or a hole in the wall? That's
two possibilities. There's never a hole in the wall.
Injury in the wall. Hole in the lung, injury in the wall, yes?
Right.
So what's the other question?
No. Where would the treifa come from here? Let's get our facts straight here. Maybe you guys don't understand the facts. A hole in the lung, okay? The problem is going to be the lung. The lung is the problem. Hold on. I'll get to you. I promise you're going to understand. Wait, let me answer Ariel's question first. First issue is there a hole in the lung? Because if there's a hole in the lung, it's treif. Done. Okay? Do we know if there's a hole here or not?
We do not.
We know one thing for sure, that we don't know if there's a nekev in the lung or not. That's step one. One second. The second topic is, even if there was a hole in the lung, let's assume there was a hole in the lung, we care about, this is the chiddush, we care about the cause. So normally what you would think is that if there's a hole in the lung, you're done. But it's not so clear. It depends on what caused the hole. If the hole was a lung-based hole, you're done. If the hole in the lung was caused by the maka and the dofen, which means it was hit on the wall.
So it's a lung-based hole.
It means stama, the same way, let's assume it wasn't attached to the wall. Okay, a naturally formed hole. Let's assume some sort of trauma. Yeah.
That'd be true, no?
Depends if it's kasidron or lokasidron, wherever it was una or uma, like we said yesterday. Forget Tosfos.
How can I forget Tosfos?
Because you're making it worse. She's the Ramban. Exactly. We're talking about the Ramban. Focus on Ramban. I have no idea. Exactly. It doesn't matter to this. Stop trying to answer every question. Just focus on what the Ramban's telling us. This. Okay. That's it. Yes.
If the Ramban begins in percentages, and he says we go by percentages, then how could you bring in a 6-8?
Oh, that's the best question I've heard so far from this group since we started this year. That's the right question to ask. That's a great question. Let me ask you a question, as put it so perfectly. If you have what do you know three reasons for, right? Okay, but if you have a sfeika sfeika, you can't play the sfeika sfeika card and then play the probability card, or vice versa. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't say. Let's make sure we got all three reasons down, and I'll show you why it's such a problematic Ramban. First, Ramban says, why is this kosher? What's the first reason why? What's the first reason why it's kosher, according to Rav Nachman? Reason one is? Right, we try to be makel. Okay, we try to be makel. Okay, and is this a normal situation?
No.
No, it's abnormal. So in abnormal situations, we try to be makel. Okay, that's answer number one. Answer number two is, most probably, right, most probably, what happened here? No, it was hit. Most probably it was hit in the wall. And that's a cause of damage, right? But for some reason, if you don't like that, I can give you a good halacha answer. It was sfeik sfeika. And sfeik sfeika means, A, we don't know if there was a nekev or not in the lung. And even if there was a nekev, we could say it was sourced from the strike to the wall, not from the lung itself. All right? So Ezra's got the best question. So I don't understand. Forget the fact that why would you ever use probability, which itself is a very difficult road to go down. But if you have the sfeik sfeika in your pocket, who cares about probability or vice versa? Yes. The natural one. For now, yes. Yeah, I think so. I think I mentioned yesterday, but maybe what was a natural nekev? Yes, yeah. I mean, you'll see. This. I don't want to say commit to that because we're going to do a case soon about a needle. But for now, let's say yes. Let's say like, I see the lung and there's a hole in it. That's bad. But if I see this business of it being attached, right? And the only reason why the lung will be attached to the wall is because of some type of injury. Now the question is, what's the source of the problem? Is it a lung-based problem, or is it the maka and the dofen causes to take place? Yes.
Okay. One thing.
A doubt.
I know that. Do you doubt something that's less than 50% that happened, or you just don't know whether it happened?
Good question. Normally, we'd say we're unable to ascertain definitively one or the other. It could be 99%. Maybe. Good question. But I don't want to get into institutional sfeik sfeika now. That's a broader question. What? What I'm saying is that a sfeik means I cannot definitively say A or B. Okay. And when it comes to the nekev and the lung, I don't know because I can't see it. Right. And then, what's the first sfeik? No, two sfeikas. Sfeik one. Is there a hole in the lung or not? Because if there's not a hole, do I have anything to worry about? No.
Yeah, but if it's not an original hole, you also don't have anything to worry about.
You mean if it's a maka, but don't.
It's not a natural hole.
You're right, but you have to.
Why don't you just say it's a sfeik whether or not it's a natural hole?
No, because then you have to be machmer, because you have to be machmer in that case. Sfeik allows you to be makel. Based on your way of saying, you'd have to be machmir. One suffix won't do it for you here. You need two. Right, so he's building, he's showing you why it's two sfeikas. You don't have to say that. But he's constructing as two sfeikas.
I know that you could be
it's not. You just keep saying it seems like one suffix. It seems like two sfeikas. What's the first? The first thing is, I don't know if there's a hole in the lung or not. I have no idea. Right? Because that's the more primary thing. Is there a hole or not? If there's no hole... I do.
The only thing that matters.
No, I do, because...
The only thing that matters here. It matters whether or not...
Can I ask a question? Rafi, let me ask a simple question. Let's say a prophet came along and said, I'm telling you, there's no hole in that lung. Do I have to think about the case anymore? No, I'm done. It's kosher. No, nothing to worry about. Let's say there's something I knew definitively there's no hole there.
There's only one quality that you care about, and that's whether or not there's a natural hole in the lung.
But first you have to get to the point where you can have a discussion about that in order to discuss whether there was a hole.
Step to the next one.
Right, that's the suffix.
You're right
insofar as the overall question you want to figure out is if there's a hole. Let me put it this way. I'll put it a different way. First, you have to figure out, is there a hole or not? And then if there is a hole, what kind of hole is it? Because depending on what kind of hole it is, we'll know whether it's straight or not. Is that a better way of putting it? First, is there a hole? And second of all, what's the classification of the hole? I don't know. I hope not. Oh, yes. Very good. That's right. That was Stam Kelein and Yomo. I don't know. I don't want to get back into that.
Why does it matter what kind of classification of a hole is?
God. No, because the problem is that if it's a hole, we're dealing with derisus here. So if there's a hole in the lung, the animal strafe.
So it doesn't matter what kind of hole it is.
One second.
That's my question.
What?
Why does it matter what kind of hole?
Good question. You mean why should we care? Good. That's a good question.
It's strafe okay. Because you think it might be a natural hole?
That's, if you hold it straight, that's what you're going to have to end up saying. What does natural hole here mean?
I don't know. You don't know the first term. I know the two terms.
How did the hole get in the lung if there is a hole? There's two possibilities. Either it was a lung hole, or it got struck in the side, right? It got kicked by another animal, caused an injury, right? Which caused a hole in the lung as well. And then through this attachment, it healed everything up.
So which one's the straight?
The first one.
The natural hole?
You want it to be in the dolphin. You want it to be in the hole. Why? So that's when we get into the examination, we'll discuss that. But for now, you don't know for sure. He's just trying to say, if I just saw this without examining it, if I just saw this phenomenon, right? Well, the Ramban wants to know, Kunar Nachum, why would I say it's kosher without investigating? No, it's two sfeikas. The first suffix is there a hole there or not? If there's no hole, there's nothing to discuss.
That's an irrelevant suffix.
Why?
It's
very relevant.
Anytime you have a question, if it's straight or not, we have to answer by one question. And if we answer by one question, it's
straight. You're talking about the first reason? The first reason the Ramban gives?
Is there a hole long because of... Obviously, we don't know if there's a hole.
Right. You don't have to discuss where the source of the hole was. If there's no hole... I'm not sure what the issue is here. The speed, that's like the easy part.
No.
I think Ezra's question is the one we got to focus on.
It's fine, but you can always ask. I hear what I'm saying. You can always ask, is there a hole in the wall because of itself?
No, you really skipped a step. What do you mean, is there a hole in the wall? I can't talk about a hole in the wall because you know why? I don't even know if there's a hole or not.
Yeah.
There's an order you have to go on.
The question that you're now posing has multiple conditions.
Right, exactly. Who said anything about a hole? Maybe there's no hole here. Now the question is, what kind of hole is it? Let's classify it. That's also a suffix.
The question is, is there a hole that exists, and if it exists, was it because of that? That's really two.
So how do you define this? I ask you. The Ramban gives us three reasons, which is very problematic and very cryptic, right?
A hole's a hole.
That's it for the animals. Done. He doesn't care about checking. He says you can't check. The day that happened, a bad person came in and bound my hands behind me. Of course it is. It's if I look at this, how did Rav Nachman say it's kosher?
Why do we rely on what it looks like rather than what it actually is? If you have access to that knowledge.
Why would you open tefillin?
That's probably okay.
There's a little bit of truth to what you're saying. We got to understand the situation here. That's what, in order to answer the Ramban,
saying, you have to only rely on body if you don't see from the outside.
Let's say for now, yes. We'll get to how when you have to do investigations. We'll get to that. But for now, let's say yes. I see this. But you got to understand the case. That's the thing. That's why we did the Sirach stuff beforehand. Is this a normal or an abnormal case?
Abnormal.
That's your starting point. This is an abnormal case. Now, why does Ramban give us three reasons and define each reason for me? And how would you categorize the reasons, by the way? If you want to classify them and the old approach of like, whenever you have three, there's two share something in common and one separate. That's your job. How would you do that here? You think so? No.
I'll put Sphinx Faker with the probability.
I agree.
This is the old
way. Okay, good. You only had a tour of the castle.
Yeah. Okay. No, but even beforehand.
Okay. Right, okay. So come on. Okay, of these three reasons, which one makes the most sense?
Sphinx
Faker. Sphinx Faker? Okay. What? Well, okay, fine. I agree. Right. Okay, that's good. Oh, that's a good point. So Ariel's saying that Sphinx Faker is nice and easy because you're applying a halachic, a normative halachic standard. So, but why not just say that is the only reason? Okay, so the first reason is when it comes to Trefus, we're Mako.
Wait, you need the first.
What?
Why does he come up with three reasons? Do we know that this is kosher and he's attributing three stars for it?
Or? Come on. Give me the other. Or, no! What's the other possibility? What? No, it's not you don't need all three, but what are you trying to find out? What's weird about this situation? Okay? Raf, you're asking good. You don't realize. You're asking really good. You're saying good. What's the problem here?
Does the Gemara say that this is kosher?
Rav Nachman says it's kosher. The Ramban says, Ramban wants to know, how can he say it's kosher?
He's saying which one of these three does Rav Nachman hold?
He's saying all three, he could have held of any of these three reasons. Any one of these reasons is a valid reason. I want to know what's the conceptual basis for each reason. But you have to have a premise first and foremost. What's the premise you require to define this? No, we don't know. No, not that it's kosher. Not that it's kosher. What?
That can be good.
Okay, so why would there be a question here to begin with? Okay, so you're something abnormal, okay? This is an abnormal situation, right? You have to deduce from this. This is an abnormal situation. You don't normally come across lung stuck to the wall. What don't you have, though? Let's go to the negative stuff. What don't you have? You don't have a normative sircha. You don't have a sign of a nekev. You have this weird attachment, right? Do you know what the problem with this weird attachment is? What? Okay, it's not a sircha. Good. Okay. In other words, we don't have the tools in front of us to figure out what the heck to do with this. Okay? Doesn't fit into any normative category. Because our normative cases of nekev and lung are nekev and lung cases. Not this. This is an abnormal thing. Uh-oh. What do we do now? Okay? That's your premise. The premise is that we right now Chazal have to figure out this is a situation. It's like almost like a new phenomenon. Right? It's an abnormal situation. How do we resolve this abnormal situation?
Precedent for it, or trying to find a precedent for a case like this. It's saying that, if we treat like this case, what's called lenient, it means that we would also.
Right, good. So, what's that idea?
It's a precedent.
Good. You can say a little better, but that's good. He's saying good. What's the first reason? The first reason saying that, Tol Mahakel. Why? Why would we say that? It's like you're right, it's a categorical idea. He's going to a greater categorical phenomenon saying Tol Mahakel, but why? Okay, so why is it kosher? Good, you're almost there. Why is it kosher then? You're saying good. Why is it kosher? Because what don't we have here? No, more than that. What? What? Oh, we have no evidence of trefus, right? So, in a situation where we're ignorant of evidence of trefus, what do we say? What? No trefus. See, this is where the two and three separate from one. One is saying, when you have lack of evidence, right? What do we say? Tom Hakel. So there's no evidence of trefus here. All we have is an attachment. We have no actual evidence of trefus. So when there's no evidence of trefus, what do you say? It's kosher. Meaning you would need something to tell me the thing is treif. But there's no nekev. There's nothing telling me this thing is treif. You understand? So, bingo. And that's why he uses that case by the coats. You're right, it's not a similar case. But you see in that case also, what do we say? Lack of evidence. We don't see a nekev there. Lack of evidence. We retain our state of ignorance.
Something shouldn't matter at all. Sure.
What?
Something shouldn't matter at all.
This is not even a suffix.
It's not saying Trinity is a fixed fake. It's
usually
one
suffix. Well, then, yeah,
wait. Wait a second. Slowly. Okay? You're right. That's a good question. How do you answer that? I'm sick of defending the Ramban to you. You answer it now. Answer the Ramban. It's so easy to attack him. Give me a spar to defend it.
It seems like it is a moral subject, but that works.
You just said that.
Yeah, no, I know.
But yet he says it's fake speak of. Why?
You can't hold it to something, because then we have to have stuff on them, and we wouldn't...
Well, of course. Of course. I know.
Something there is
in Otago. It seems by this logic that it only is one suffix.
What?
And it seems by this logic that you only need one suffix, right?
Say it again?
It seems by this logic that you would only need one suffix.
No, but it's not a suffix.
No, it depends. No. If you can't get past this point, you cannot answer the Ramban. No, you guys are making the same mistake.
No,
it's such a significant methodological error.
It's not something you're actually talking.
It is. What?
Yeah, well, it's possible to have a subject by trade.
What?
It seems like he's saying it's impossible.
What's the difference between approach 1 and 2/2/3? Isaac's classifying it the right way. There's 1 and 2/2 and 3. There's a significant difference between the two approaches. Between, in other words, take 2 and 3 and put them under one category. Forget the fake speaker for a second.
Okay, good.
I'll take that. A little confusing the way you put it, but I'll take that.
Yes. I'm saying why one is not
suffic.
It's not a suffic.
If there's no
empirical evidence.
Right. Exactly. Beautiful. Right. Right. So in other words, the first way of learning is saying this thing doesn't even rise to the level of a suffic because there's no evidence. You need evidence to have a suffic. You have to say it's either A or B. But you know what they're saying here? They're not saying it's either A or B. You know what they're saying? We don't know what it is. So since you don't know what it is, you know what we say? Tol Mahako. Because there's no evidence.
We don't know what it is on something that has two options.
No, there's no options here to speak of. There's no potential for trade if there's no empirical evidence.
Right. Exactly. So you can't talk about a suffix in the first possibility. Because there's no evidence. And therefore, they're not trying to do what? They're not trying to say what it is. They're not... It's an incredible phenomenon. You'll see this often in halakha. They're telling you, you know what this is? We don't know. And we're going to keep it that way. No, don't say that. Save the quanta for later. No. They say, we don't know what this is, right? So we're not gonna give it a chal hashem. We're just gonna say there's no simon hatreifus here. There's no simon hatreifus, it's kosher. Versus the other way, which is what are they trying to do? What? Well, before we get too fancy yet, what are they trying to do? They are trying to classify it.
Well,
2 and 3 are trying to
figure out. They're saying it's something empirical evidence. Like, the first time they're saying there's no empirical evidence.
This 2 and 3 are introducing evidence. First approach is saying there's no evidence. There's no evidence. There's nothing to speak of here. This is a case of born of ignorance. And in a case born of ignorance, we're makel. But the second and third possibility is saying no. You know what we do here? The second one says no. That's the third one. Do I have to write this up on the board?
No. No, we haven't run out of time.
That's right. First one is in Hebrew. First one is first answer is that we're makel. Okay. Second answer is probability.
Why are we makel?
Okay. So I'm trying to explain. The reason why we're makel is that in order to designate, in order to create a trefus, you have to have evidence. Do we have evidence of anything here? No. All we have is a lung attached to a wall. That's weird.
So the default would be that it's
exactly.
Unless you have evidence that it's not.
Right. So now the second and third possibility do what? They're saying no, but they're saying there is some evidence here. We're going to now look at evidence. Oh, okay. One second. So now let's approach. One second. Let's approach that now. Hold on. Let's approach that. Okay. Let's take the second part. Which one to take first? Second or third? The third one's the easy one. Well, the question is when you see if you want to take into account evidence, right? If you want to say we want to classify this as something. Okay, let's take the second possibility that goes by probability. One second. What do you mean? How can you use probability here?
We have nothing else.
Well, let's understand. In other words, the question is that what?
Yeah, you have nothing else. You don't go by rule.
Well, who said it could be both? What do you mean when you say it could be both? Oh, come on, you're doing well. What do you mean it could be both? I do, but it's not a good quantum spar, but. But when you see this attachment, okay, this is not a suffix. Let's be careful. Well, I'm going to say that. It's not a suffix. When you look, let's look at the probability approach. When I see that attachment, what do I see? There's two possibilities of what I see there.
Either it's a negative or not.
We don't know negative. No. We don't know negative. We see an attachment. I see. Your focus right now, you should be focused on one thing. This right here. That attachment.
Either naturally grew there.
No, who started it?
Okay. Okay, but there's two classifications that can exist by an attachment. Okay, so either the attachment is a benign natural attachment, or it's a what? Which would be what would we call that, Donna? A halachic sircha. No, there's an attachment there. There's only two ways you can classify this. Either you're going to classify it as a halachic sircha, or you're going to classify this as a natural attachment. Only two ways you can classify it. Yeah, there's no hole. You keep thinking about the third possibility. There's no hole. Do you see a hole there? I don't. We don't know any possibilities. We just know one thing. We know there's a strange attachment here. What? Of what that attachment is. There's only two ways to classify that attachment. Either it's a halachic sircha. It means that just like you have lung attachments, there's another kind of halachic sircha. Right? Or you say it's a natural attachment. It's not a halachic sircha. It's like, what do you call it? Sometimes you come across these abnormal attachments in the body. Like a wart. What? No, the crum is the result of an injury. So now how do you decide if it's a halachic sircha or it's a natural attachment? Probability.
Why is that probability?
What?
Why is it not
So that's his third answer. Because it's a good question why he has to say the second, but that's what he's. I can only answer what he's doing. I don't know why he's pushing that direction. I'll show you in a second. What? It depends on what kind of circuit it is. We don't know. You know why you don't know? We've never seen this before.
Okay, what about natural attachment?
Oh, so natural attachment, who can. Natural attachment is not an abnormality.
Why should we never see this?
Okay, look, let me explain. Okay, you're not following what I'm saying. I'll explain it a different way. Watch. Okay, this is an abnormal situation, right? Now, the question is that. What in this abnormal situation, there's two ways you can classify it. You could say that it's a natural abnormal situation, like a benign tumor, right? Benign tumors are abnormal, but they're natural, right? It means it's or do you say no? We're going to start classifying this halachically. We're going to say this is a halachic sircha. Okay, there's two possibilities. Is the abnormality demand a halachic classification? It's not a halachic sircha. No. Why is it kosher? Because what do we say? Most probably, what caused the attachment?
Is that true?
Natural. That's what he's saying. He's saying, if you have a choice in front of you of classifying this as a halachic sircha or natural, well, then we take a look at probability. We say, you know what? Let's look at probability and say, more often than not, it's some natural phenomenon of the thing being kicked that causes the... What?
Natural attachment would be...
Correct.
And
yes. Right. In other words, he's positioning Suffolk Daraisa, amazingly so, against maybe this thing's a natural growth, and says, you know what? We're not going to introduce Suffolk Daraisa. We're going to circumvent that and just go based on probability. That's the second reason for another. Maybe I don't know. You could do it that way. I'm not sure if it's like oil and water. If you can make Suffolk natural, I like to keep them separate as two phenomenon, and then say circumvent one and apply the other. And then Sfeik Sfeik is the easy one, because what's he saying? What? Right? The second answer. Right. And the third answer is saying what? Only one framework. Halachic sircha. See, the second framework is saying, how do we classify this thing? Is it a abnormal biological attachment that's natural? Or is it a halachic sircha? And then we're going to rely on probability. But the third way is saying, no, we treat this as, if you want to treat it as a pure halachic suffix, then it's a Sfeik Sfeika. So again, I love this sugya. So again, what's the Ramban say? The Ramban says as follows. The Ramban says, you got to think about the Ramban. This is the Ramban. A lot of Rambans we're going to be doing in this sugya. The Ramban is a very careful writer. Ramban's giving you three reasons, all right, for why Rav Nachman says this kasher. All right. Reason one is when you have no evidence of something, when you can't tell me one way or the other what this thing is, don't even bother investigating. When you see that attachment, you know what you say to yourself? I don't know. And in cases of I don't know, hot mako. Okay. Second and third possibility is that no. We don't want to leave things in a state of ignorance. We want to try to figure out what the heck this thing is. Let's investigate it. Now, when we investigate it, there's two possibilities. Either you position the possibility of natural attachment against halachic sircha, and then he says, in that case, halachic system against natural.
Natural isn't benign.
We look at probability, or you treat it purely as a halachic phenomenon, and you have sfeik sfeika. Well, it's like, come on, that's all. No, but you know it's kosher. Now we know. Corner of Nachman.
Just because we don't know.
Yeah. We just don't know which. We don't know the reason for why he says it's kosher. There's three logical possibilities. Okay. No. I want to just no. Let me just.
Why does it matter?
What kind of attachment is this?
It's
strong in the sense that it's attached directly to the wall. But it's another way it could be attached. Remember what? A sircha, right? So yes, or that. Okay, two kinds of attachments. And in fact, if you look at the picture, right? If you look at the first picture I gave you, I know it doesn't seem like such a big deal, but if you look on the left hand side, the attachment of the lung. You see that top picture here? This one here. There's like a little spring between the lung and the wall. That's like a wimpy attachment, let's say. All right?
Here,
look at the first picture. Yeah. Versus where it's actually directly attached to the wall. Okay? But put aside whether how strong the attachment is. Take a look at the Ramban and the Rush on that first page. Okay? Back to this page, real quickly. All right? Look what he says. Yeah, the Ramban. So the Ramban says, I'd love to be able to find a standard today. The Ramban says, Bain bidabak, bain bitsircha. Meaning what? It doesn't matter if it's glued to the wall or if it's through an indirect attachment, it's kosher. And look what the Rush says. The Rush says, the Yosir Nira, the forester of Nachman, lo sabar ela berea hasnucha ledofen, velo besrucha. Okay? Right? He says, no. What's the only kosher case he's talking about? This one. But if it's an indirect attachment, then it wouldn't be good. Okay? So I ask you, what's that, Machlokas? Why? No.
The Rush.
Why?